I feel a little weird. A little odd tonight because tonight marks the end of the presidency of Barack Hussein Obama. And whether or not you liked him or voted for him, we can all agree 8 years later, it's still kind of crazy that his middle name was Hussein. I can't believe he got elected. So much happened during the Obama years. The Great Recession, the Affordable Care Act, that black and blue dress.
It was white and gold!
We are not doing this again!
You're crazy!
Now, I tried very hard to come up with a way to talk about Barack Obama's legacy tonight. But after looking at the scope of his presidency, I realized that anyone who thinks they can sum up the last 8 years in a few minutes would have to be a delusional egomaniac. Did someone say delusional egomaniac? Who is that? It's me, Stephen Colbert, talking to you live from my cabin here in the Mountains of Justice. You're talking to us from that place you live with Jon Stewart? Yeah, Jon, sorry he can't be here, but he's out in the woods right now teaching a wounded moose to read. That sounds like Jon. Now, if I remember correctly, you're not the character I played for 10 years on another show. No. How many times do I have to scream that at the lawyers? That's my identical twin cousin, Stephen Colbert. I'm Stephen Colbert. It's easy to tell us apart. He has a birthmark that looks like Mary-Kate. Mine looks like Ashley. Come on. Okay, noted. I'm sorry. Well, do you think you've got it in you to talk about Barack Obama's presidency? Stephen, my middle name is Got It In Me. Okay, then I'll step aside. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome conservative pundit Stephen Colbert. Please have a seat. You deserve it. Because you're the it-getters. Well. At long last, our America-hating secret Muslim lead from behind, terrorist fist-bumping, hopey-changing apologist-in-chief is leaving office. Well, I just got one thing to say to him, and it's tonight's word. Thanks, Obama. Look, I'll admit Barack Obama made a few good choices. For instance, he expanded our killer drone program. He spied on American citizens through the NSA. He let the Wall Street banks get even bigger, and he never closed Guantanamo. But, folks, other than that, I don't want to exaggerate here. Every year of the Obama regime felt like he was strangling a bald eagle with the American flag while taking a dump on an apple pie. That's why I want to say, thanks, Obama. You reminded guys like me what we truly stand for, the opposite of whatever you said. Obama said he was born in the United States, so we said he wasn't. Obama said we should save the American auto industry, so we said, let it die. Of course, opposing everything he said sometimes meant abandoning our own beliefs. Just take Obamacare. He said it was going to help people. We said it was socialism, even though we know it was based on Romney Care. Still, Throughout everything, Obama was our North Star. You see, folks, whatever Obama's position, we knew to point the emotional needle in the opposite direction. You say he expanded civil rights by repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell? I say, just imagine you're a Marine pinned down in Fallujah and your buddy comes to save you, but then you remember he kisses boys? So you say, forget it and join ISIS. Oh, the president killed bin Laden, you say? Well, I say he hated traditional marriage so much that he sent SEAL Team 6 to kill a guy with three wives. But now the Obama era is coming to an end. And on behalf of everyone who opposed you, sir, I just want to say, please don't go. Honestly, without you, what do we believe? I mean, we had 6 years to come up with something to replace Obamacare, and the best we've got right now is Paul Ryan going door to door with a tub of Flintstones vitamins. You see, I know Obama wanted to be a transformative president, and he was. He transformed me. And now I have no idea who that is. And now, frankly, without him in opposition, I am scared to be alone with my own thoughts. It's like that song about how fun it is to pave paradise and put up a parking lot. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. So, I know the Constitution says you've got to go, but I will miss you. You were a worthy adversary. You were a leader of vision. Patience, dignity, passion, and humanity. And it really felt good fighting for the opposite of all those things. And with our next president, I think we won. So for the last time, from me, the real Stephen Colbert, I just want to say, thanks, Obama. And that's the word. We'll be right back with the other Stephen Colbert and Johnny Galecki. Stick around.
Yes, and let me tell you something. Thank you, Obama, for 8 great years of presidency, showing diversiveness, how we can be together as one, and how easy that is. But now, folks, get ready for 4 years of a roller coaster ride with your next president of the United States. Donald Trump. Yes, it's inauguration day. You listen to Interviews with a Twist. My name is JDR, on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomain.com, John Robinson at Riots.org, Tower Quan at your-poetry.com, or on Pinterest and SoundCloud. It's gonna be crazy, folks. Prepare yourselves. In the meantime, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The world's most notorious drug lord has been extradited from Mexico to New York. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will face charges in connection to his leadership of the Sinaloa cartel, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. The Mexican government was originally going to make him serve out a long prison sentence there, but changed course after two high-profile escapes from Mexican prisons, including one where he escaped from his cell through a tunnel dug underneath the prison for him. El Chapo has been in custody since his capture a year ago, when an interview with actor Sean Penn led authorities to track him down in Los Mochis, where Marines carried out a pre-dawn raid on the house he was staying in. Guzman is facing six separate indictments in the U.S. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Mara Montalbano.
El Chapo, man, that's freaky stuff. That's freaky stuff. And here in New York, because I'm here in, you know, in Jamaica, Queens, an outer borough of New York. And I got to be honest with you. I would like to see the guy in person. And you know what? I kind of believe that his mind is still running. He's still trying to figure out how to get out of this one. He's still trying to figure out how to get out of it. And let me tell you something else. You know, they're going to put him in a Supermax prison. They just got him into prison right now because, you know, he's going to go to court and go through the whole thing, yada, 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 get conveyed, you know, sentence, yada, yada, yada. And then they'll put him in a Supermax prison. And in a Supermax prison, if you don't know, you are in a single cell for 24 hours a day. You get to walk out for 1 hour in a cage. You have no contact. There is no general population. All your food is brought to you and slipped through a little, you know, thingy, little slit there. And yeah. And that's 24 hours in the cell. You get to walk out for 1 hour in a cage. And the view isn't very spectacular. So, but I can imagine that this guy is, you know, he's scheming, folks. He's scheming. But, you know, hey, I'm not going to take anything away from my brothers and sisters in law enforcement. You know, because they put away a lot of bad guys, you know, men and women. And they are behind, hence Charles Manson, for example. And, you know, hey, they're rotting away. That's a good thing. You're listening to Views with a Twist. It's a part of Complaint Department. My name is JDR, and your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, partofmedic.com. John Robinson at writerscafe.org. Taiwan Kwan at your-poetry.com. On SoundCloud and Pinterest. I'll be back.
Yeah, but the home's ever blowing outside. guitar job. Now he was all in fancy car. Strictly rhythm, don't want to make that guitar cry, make it. And the guitar is all he can afford. Gets a lot of them color lights when he plays that thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make that fancy singing noise. Got a daytime job, he's doing quite all right, thank you very much. Played a honky tonk just like anything. Saving it up for fighting. With the Sultan. With the Sultan. Crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner. Dressed in their baggies and their best king's robe. Don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call it rock and roll. But it's all too. Sometimes you play a
avalanche destroys resort hotel in Italy, burying up to 30 people. An avalanche triggered by a series of earthquakes in Italy swallowed a ski resort hotel, burying up to 30 people inside. 4 magnitude 5.2 and stronger earthquakes struck near the town of Amatrice on Wednesday, triggering an avalanche that buried Hotel Rigopiano. About 30 people were at the hotel at the time. Reports say the hotel guest had gathered on the ground floor to await evacuation after the initial trembler struck. One guest, Gianpaolo Perete, said he stepped out of the hotel to get medicine for his wife when he saw the avalanche come down and engulf the hotel, burying his family and others inside. Although calls for help were made at around 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the first rescue team reportedly didn't reach the hotel until around 4 a.m. on Thursday. Perete was one of two survivors who were found. Both were outside the hotel at the time of the avalanche. Here are some other stories on avalanches.
Avalanches, blizzard kill at least 20 hikers in Nepal. Severe snowstorms and avalanches hit the Himalayas in Nepal this week, killing at least 20 people and leaving more than 100 missing. As many as 200 trekkers were making their way from the peak of Thorong La to Muktanar Temple when a blizzard and avalanche occurred in the area on Tuesday afternoon. Rescuers recovered 12 bodies near Thorong on Wednesday. Two Israeli trekkers and two Polish nationals were among the dead. In Manang district, 4 Canadians and 1 Indian tourist were buried in an avalanche. Authorities are concerned for the safety of some 168 foreign tourists who were registered to hike in the affected districts during this time.
Avalanche in French Alps kills tourists near German Wings plane crash site. A group of skiers were swept away by an avalanche in the French Alps Wednesday afternoon. The incident happened at around 3 p.m., some 40 kilometers west of the Italian border, near France's Écrins National Park. The group of 11 were skiing in an area with no official slopes that had received heavy snow the two previous days. The accident took the lives of at least 3 skiers and critically injured another. At least 7 are still missing. The incident, which happened 120 kilometers north of where German Wings flight 9525 crashed last week, represents the second tragedy in the mountain range in just over a week.
Huge avalanche buries skiers in Austria. 5 skiers from the Czech Republic were killed at a popular ski spot in the Austrian Alps during a massive avalanche on Saturday. Skiers were engulfed by a deadly avalanche that struck the Austrian skiing region of Tyrol on Saturday afternoon. Despite the level 3 out of a possible 5 avalanche alert earlier that day, 17 skiers moving in 2 separate groups of 12 and 5 were taking part in a freeride camp. When the avalanche hit shortly after noon, it is reportedly nearly 5 meters deep and approximately 2 kilometers wide. Helicopters and search dogs were deployed to rescue the survivors. Another 2 skiers suffered minor injuries while the remaining 10 survived unharmed. The BBC reports that the avalanche was one of 19 avalanches reported in Tyrol on Saturday.
Canadian skier swept up in avalanche survives unscathed. In late March, while out skiing the backcountry slopes of Revelstoke, Canada with his roommate, a man got caught in an avalanche. The heart-pounding tumble was recorded on his helmet-mounted camera as the man careened down the steep mountain under a pile of snow. He rode out the avalanche, which only lasted a few seconds, and reportedly survived without sustaining any serious bodily harm. Along with posting the video of himself getting caught in the avalanche, he wrote, "Pulled my shoulder slightly, lost a pole. Best worst-case scenario for sure." Although he might downplay how close he came to death, he was one lucky ski bum.
Yeah, what's up with the avalanches, man? This is some crazy stuff. I mean, listen. In Italy, that avalanche pushed that hotel 30 feet off its foundation, folks. 30 feet. They said the hotel was full of snow. How do you... You know, I'm trying to explain it so that you can picture it. But, you know, can you picture a jelly donut? And you pump it with jelly until the jelly starts to just pour out of it. That's what that hotel looked like. And it was pushed 30 feet off its foundation. Now that is scary stuff. And all this stuff with the avalanches, you know, you would never think of that. But my God, people are just dropping left and right, falling in the avalanches, man. Thank God I don't ski. Anyway, you're listening to Views with a Twist on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, David Robinson at Blogspot.com. David. I'm sorry. It's John Robinson at writerscafe.org. Tawa Kwan at your poetry-.com. We're also on SoundCloud and Pinterest. I'm sorry, I'm kind of occupied here because I'm looking to see where everything's going. And you are on SoundCloud and Pinterest. And let me give my shout-outs. Let me give my shout-outs to the ASPCA, the NYPD, FDNY, all my brothers and sisters in the military, North Shore Animal League, SOS Wildlife of India, and SOS Wildlife Spirit. And let's bring into some music. I'll be back.
up, I know this dress makes me look pregnant. I look pregnant, but, you know, dress for the job that you want. So... people always assume that I'm shallow because I'm really pretty. But no, I'm really not. I'm not shallow at all. Like, the guy I'm seeing right now isn't even good looking. I'm serious. No one's ever like, who's that? They're like, what happened? Is he ill? Should we call someone? I've never cared about that stuff, you know? And he's so rich that, it doesn't come up. I can't hear him with the bag. But, I've been thinking about getting some work done to him, and I think I'm gonna do it. No, he's really cute. He looks like one of the guys from The Hills Have Eyes. So, yeah, it's great. No, the truth is, right now I'm going through a breakup. Well, he doesn't know yet. Technically, I'm just cheating on him, but. It's weird. I just threw him a surprise party. Yeah, it wasn't his birthday, but I wanted like a really fun way to tell him he had HPV. So surprised, you guys. Super surprised. See here, I have like Oxycontin mouth. I just went to LA. Has anyone ever had their self-esteem lowered? Wow, that place will ruin your life. They're like, can you lose 30 pounds to play the fat friend? I was like, great. Thanks. You guys don't like cellulite on the face here? Everybody was hot there. The only guy who came close to hitting on me was this dude from Georgia. Like the inbred, not the country. And he walks up. He's wearing overalls and a sailor hat. But I'm like, who am I to judge, right? Like, maybe he's got a boat somewhere and it needs a painting. There's water here, right? But God, that place is weird. I got stung by a jellyfish my first day. Or at least that's what the guy was peeing on me told me.
That's my girl, folks, Amy Schumer. Listen, I'm going to give my shout-outs again since I was so rudely interrupted. To the NYPD, the FDNY, North Shore Animal League, ASPCA, of course, SOS Wildlife of India, SOS Wildlife, period, Alemine Freunde in Deutschland, my brothers and sisters in the military, all EMS workers, everybody that listens to me, and I think there's some show left, so hang around. Come
Japan. I found out in this country, people are so affectionate. They like to hug, shake hand. In my country, we are not. So whenever we drop the ecstasy, we bow the crap out of each other. Like this. Thank you. That joke was A+. I'm Asian, I grade myself. My name is Aiko. In Japanese, it means love child. So I look up the dictionary, it says bastard. My last name is Tanaka. It means in the rice field. So my whole name is bastard in the rice field. Nice to meet you. I love rice. I used to work at a Chinese restaurant for Jews. It's called Ching Ching. It's racist. We are known for this thing. It's called Chinese chicken salad. Sometimes, Jew lady walks in. She's like, can you not put chicken in it? No nuts, dressing on the side. I'm like, why don't you eat at home? American guys are really weird. Every time they come up to me, they're like, Aiko, I want to take you out to eat sushi. That's strange. I never go up to a Swedish guy and say, let me take you to IKEA for some meatball. My ex was like, hey, I want to hear you speak Japanese. That turns me on. I'm like, why don't you go to Chinatown? You don't know the difference. He's like, come on, I want to hear it. So I'm like, あなたと一緒になってグリーンカードで分からないの? He's like, what did you say? I'm really turned on. I said, I'm with you, just for the green card. I did this joke in a Latino room. Everybody got quiet.
Views you, whatever. Okay, folks, you're listening to Views with a Twist. My name's JDR. On your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com. John Robinson at writerscafe.org. Tom Aquan at your -poetry.com. I think I got it mixed up last time. We're also on Pinterest and SoundCloud. And I just wanted to say one thing. Listen, folks, it's inauguration day. It may be a wild ride. Let's prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And just give the guy a chance. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.